through that period. And even Tuesday, a high of 98 and dry. Obviously, stay hydrated, stay out of the heat as much as possible. An air conditioner, a lake, a pool would be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a woman was robbed at gunpoint and pepper sprayed in broad daylight Thursday. This happened around 9:30 Thursday morning in the 6900 block of Atlanta Highway. Right now, no arrests have been made. The victim has minor injuries. Via Airlines announced it is pulling out of the capital city. The airline started offering flights from Montgomery to Orlando, Florida last May. The Florida-based airline is also ending its commercial flights out of Mobile and Birmingham. And Alabama Marine Patrol troopers are getting ready for one of the busiest lake weekends of the year. There has already been a boating fatality this year, and troopers say now is the time to check your boating and safety equipment before hitting the water. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Get your diesel truck ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a gallon of Shell Rotella heavy-duty motor oil for just $13.99. Extend the life of your engine while protecting it from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit, just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo, just $159, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
I'm Dick Brubaker. My family's been in the car business for over 70 years, and we have a name you can trust. We have locations in Montgomery and Prattville to make it convenient for you to get the vehicle you want at the price you need. As we celebrate the savings, join us for the Memorial Day sales event going on now through May 31st at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save up to $12,645 on a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. It's truly the best combination of grit and grace. It's the Memorial Day sales event going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/31/19.
This Memorial Day is our Brubaker family commemorates all men and women who have died in the military service defending the United States. We also salute those who are actively serving. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At least 8 people have died in this week's outbreak of dangerous weather in the central United States.
Father from Utah, who died on Mount Everest after reaching the summit.
The president has ordered full cooperation by the attorney general and all his intelligence agencies to go back to the beginning and investigate how the Russia probe started.
President Trump sent a mixed message about whether the U.S. should send more troops to the Middle East.
I don't think we'll need it, but if we need it, we'll be there in whatever number we need.
The President of the United States and the Speaker of the House took their feud to a new level.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention.
Crazy Nancy, she's not the same person. She's lost it.
The Justice Department filing 18 charges against the WikiLeaks founder, accusing Assange of working with Chelsea Manning, putting the U.S. at risk.
James Holzhauer, he just keeps winning on Jeopardy.
Now a 26-day total of $1,991,135.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
88 degrees outside, 709 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
The Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show.
Indeed.
I tell you, I'm so glad that you played that cut when played the D-Day one after the next hour. I was there for that event, and you heard Reagan's voice kind of crack twice.
Yeah.
You could really feel it. Because he's sitting there at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, talking to a group of people and doing that Memorial Day speech. It was just absolutely incredible. Well,
and I think it's what made him a good actor. I think it made him the great communicator as president, as he really felt, he embodied his emotion.
Exactly. Whatever part he was playing, he owned it.
Yeah.
And so when he read a speech, particularly that he had written himself, which was that, it only had some minor changes that were done by the speech writing department, but he owned it, and boy, it was absolutely incredible. Okay, so I was up until the wee hours last night because of the breaking news that happened last night on the president telling Barr to declassify everything.
Yeah, that's an interesting memo.
So I woke up this morning after hearing that and talking to people all night long, and this is how I felt. Yes, it's come to pass, boys and girls.
Did you step out on your deck under the pergola and just let that out? Scare the squirrels away?
The squirrels, everything was going crazy. I tell you what, there is so much going on, it is unbelievable. And I've got all sorts of different angles to we can talk about with it. A lot of it is people just talking, but there are people that have been pretty correct in some things. You remember, I kind of told you things had changed. The chatter had really changed. The chatter then yesterday, night before last, had changed. And that's why I've been reporting on this the way I have it, as heavily as I have, because we knew it was coming soon. That's why we played the Mark Meadows piece yesterday, saying it's a matter of days, not weeks. And this thing is a major change. Okay, so let's do this. We've had a wonderful listener to pay for two $50 gift cards for Sweet Creek Farm Market. And we're going to offer those up. Two things. One, you need to call, and you can either tell your Memorial Day story, your memorial story, because this is about not losing someone in action necessarily, is losing someone to a service-related issue. My father, for example, had a plane crash when he was in the military service that shortened his life considerably, and he died when he was basically a young man of a heart attack, but it was considered a service-connected death. So, one, if you've got someone that you've lost, and it can be parent, grandparent, whatever, and tell us about that person, and or if you're in the military. Now, I'm going to play, Joe, if you play the Memorial Day history number 2, I want you to listen to this real quickly.
Memorial Day is a day for remembering those who died while serving their country in the military. It is also used to honor all departed loved ones who served in the military, even if they did not die while in service. Throughout time, various days have been set aside to honor fallen soldiers. In the United States, this tradition began shortly after the Civil War. More than 620,000 men had died during this war, and decorating the graves of loved ones became a regular occurrence. One of the first significant events took place in Charleston, South Carolina, just after the war had ended. On May 1st, 1865, an observance similar to Memorial Day took place with more than 10,000 people decorating a cemetery and paying tribute to those who had died. While this event in Charleston was one of the first, other cities also claim to have held the first Memorial Day observance. Waterloo, New York, Columbus, Mississippi, Columbus, Georgia, Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, and Carbondale, Illinois have all claimed to be the birthplace of Memorial Day. For many years, the holiday was not referred to as Memorial Day. Instead, the preferred name was Decoration Day. Throughout the early 1900s, more and more people began to refer to it as Memorial Day. In 1967, the name of the holiday was officially changed. The next year, the date of the holiday changed as well. Memorial Day had always been celebrated on May 30th. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act, passed on June 28th of 1968, declared that Memorial Day would be celebrated on the last Monday in May of each year. Memorial Day is observed in various ways. Memorial Day is intended to be a respectful and solemn holiday. Flags are to be flown at half staff throughout the morning. Many cemeteries will hold a special Memorial Day service to honor those who have died. Families will decorate individual graves of loved ones who served in the military. Some families also choose to decorate the graves of other family members who were not in the military. Traditional decorations include wreaths, flowers, crosses, or small flags. There are also thousands of communities across the country which hold Memorial Day parades. The United States is not the only nation to honor such a day. In Canada and the United Kingdom, there is a similar holiday known as Remembrance Day. Australia and New Zealand recognize Anzac Day. There are also 17 different nations that have a holiday known as Heroes Day.
So that's one of our stories of Memorial Day and the history of Memorial Day. We'll be doing another one in the next hour. So if you have someone that you would like to talk about to remember on Memorial Day, give me a call at 272-9228, and we're going to be giving away two individuals $50 gift cards for Sweet Creek Farm Market that John, I believe is his name, was generous enough to purchase. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. You want to call in on your remembrance of for Memorial Day, 272-9228. We're giving away two $50 gift certificates to Sweet Creek Farm Market that a generous listener donated. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How are we doing today, young
man? We're doing good. How are you? Long time no talk to.
Long time no talk to. Appreciate your service, Dan.
Well, I wasn't in the military service, but
But you had some things to do.
I did have some things to do.
Yeah. And I was out this morning, and there's a lot of people going down 231 to the beach.
Yeah.
They don't know what this holiday means.
Talk to me about it.
Well, I pulled two tours in the hub.
Mm-hmm.
And people here don't know what I seen. But anyway, I just want to call and tell you have a good Memorial Day.
Ronnie, give me your month and day of birth so I can put your name in for the drawing, okay?
January 9th.
You got it, buddy. Listen in. We'll be doing that drawing in a couple hours.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Let's see here. Let's go to... Lindsey Graham talking about the situation with Barr on Fox and Friends this morning.
What do you make of the president saying to Bill Barr, our attorney general, declassify that stuff where the Russia probe started because people should know?
Well, long overdue. You're going to find out the mentality of the people investigating the president. You're going to find out exactly what they did and said, and you'll find out that Papadopoulos was not working with the Russians, and they knew early on that he had no contacts with the Russians.
The FBI knew early on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there'll be some transcripts coming out where he says, well, if he did that, that would be treason. So the bottom line is there's going to be a lot of information about they were warned about Steele. This is a bad guy. You can't trust him. Mm-hmm. They blew through every stop sign.
So you're saying what we will find from this will be very damning.
I say that you will be interested in it. Not one Democrat will give a damn.
Will we really get to the bottom of it, though? Because there are a lot of people that don't trust Washington. They're like, my gosh, they've been investigating for so long. Will we actually see the origin of the Mueller investigation?
I want to give you the raw material in a way it won't compromise our national security. Barr is going to look at it from a criminal point of view. Horowitz is going to tell us about the FISA warrant. Internally, how the Department of Justice and the FBI behaved, and I'm going to look at all of it to make sure it never happens again. I'm going to make sure we have FISA laws that can detect when somebody's giving the court a bunch of garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure we have some rules that you just can't open up a counterintelligence investigation on a presidential candidate right. without having a good reason.
Okay, he said something interesting there. There are going to be some documents, transcripts that are going to basically exonerate a whole bunch of people and. The question, and notice Mueller's talking about testifying behind closed doors. Mueller has got a lot of explaining to do, and I got a funny feeling that this stuff is going to come out before Mueller testifies, and I'm still not sure that he'll testify because he is not going to look good when it all comes together. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, Memorial Day Edition.
Yes, sir. Good day. How are you? Enjoy?
We're good. And you today?
Pretty good, sir. You talking about situations in the military. I had a good friend. He's a medic. And you may know Reed Forger. You ever heard of that?
Who? I'm sorry, what?
Reed Forger.
No, I haven't.
That's when all NATO units would combine for a major military operation in Germany.
Okay.
And we had 2 days left on the exercise. And our commanders let us go in town to eat supper. You know, I sat down with him, we shot. You know, we had a good time that night. The next morning, our commander, he was strict. We're getting ready to move out to go back to the railhead, put the tanks on the train. And the second lieutenant commander said, move out now. He just took off. The gun tube was over the right flank of the tank. And my buddy, the medic, he was coming up through the APC in the hatch, and the gun tube caught the hatch. And of course, it broke the hatch, and it crush his head between the Mod Deuce machine gun and the hatch.
Oh my goodness.
And he just dropped to the floor. His driver, he lost. And we had to catch him. Of course, the lieutenant lost it too, and he refused to get back on the tank. And that young man had two young kids. And one on the way. So they came back home in a body bag. So we had left Fort Riley, Kansas to go to Germany for training. So, and he made it back to Fort Riley, but he come home in a body bag. So I remember him.
Well, I'm so glad that, thank you for sharing that story. I mean, we don't realize that, you know, people think of fatalities in war or war fatalities versus the people that die because of plane crashes, helicopter crashes.
And training.
Accident training, exactly.
Yes, it happens. And, you know, war is not the only place that takes lives. You train, you fight the way you train. And that's what you do. You train hard so you can fight hard.
There you go. Yeah, most people don't know that. Right before D-Day, they did a training exercise, and they lost hundreds of men in the training exercise from dying from their boats being swamped, and because a storm came up, and literally hundreds died, and that was right before the D-Day, and it startled the command because we're kind of going, oh my gosh, is this going to shake them to the bone here? But that's a kind of an untold story.
Yes, sir. In Desert Storm, we lost one man. He had a wife and two kids. He, the firefight, he shouldn't have been out there. He was a master gunner. I'm a master gunner. But he got shot right in the right, inside of his right thigh. And couldn't get to him. And he bled to death right there on the Kuwaiti.
Yeah, to the artery. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And you never know. And but you can go to Fort Hood today. They have a picture of him and his boots and his dog tags in a glass case.
Well, Clint, I appreciate you sharing that story. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/12, sir.
You got it. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, hello, it's me, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Are you looking for maintenance-free living? Check out this can't-miss condo at the Orchards here in Montgomery. 7935 Plum Orchard Way is ready for anyone who wants to enjoy totally maintenance-free living while being conveniently located to the interstates and East Chase. A small neighborhood, less yard work, and more privacy. With access to the pool, the fitness center, and the clubhouse. Call me, Eddie Bader, today at 322-0662 or my partner Diana Henderson at 318-1800 to see this can't-miss condo today.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, soon to be have a campground, an RV resort open down here, and having a good time on Sunday afternoon. Let's jump to that. Every Sunday, we bring you some of the best blues we can find anywhere touring around the country, but this week, we're stepping out a little bit. This band's a little bit more of a rock band, but anybody from New Orleans is going to bring it with a little funk, too, so... It's a funky rock band out of New Orleans. That's Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes. That's right. They'll be down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. It's a killer bunch of musicians having a good time. We're going to have a good time. We're going to feed you good, cooking up something on the grill like a amberjack, good old ribeye steaks, hamburgers, cooking up something on the fryer over there like how about some fried shrimp, oyster scallops, or some steamed raw oysters Rockefellers, steamed snow crab. I know you're getting hungry, so think about it. Get down here soon and come hungry. We're looking for you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A disaster aid bill is on hold over one House Republican's objection.
We've had months to figure this out.
Chip Roy from Texas blocking a procedure to just approve the Senate-passed bill without a full vote because he says there's no money to deal with what he calls the national emergency and humanitarian crisis at the southern border. President Trump had said he would sign the bill. The Senate passed it 85-8 yesterday. Now a full roll call vote in the House is expected the week after next. There's a lawsuit over Alabama's new anti-abortion law.
The ACLU, on behalf of abortion clinic operators and Planned Parenthood, is now taking the state of Alabama to court over its law, signed by Governor Kay Ivey last week, that makes it not just a crime for doctors to perform abortions at any stage in a woman's pregnancy, but also for an agency to refer a woman for an abortion provider. The law does not take effect until November.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Okay, so it's still May, but we're talking about some ridiculous temperatures over the next few days, starting with today. Let's talk about a very hot day with sunshine and a high around 97. That would be a record high. Tomorrow, I've got us at 98. That's another record. Sunday and Monday, I've got us at 99 both days, but we could easily hit the century mark either or both of those days. That would be an all-time May record since records began in 1872, and still dry through that period. And even Tuesday, a high of 98 and dry. Obviously, stay hydrated, stay out of the heat as much as possible. An air conditioner, a lake, a pool would be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. This will be the replay show for Monday. Hope you guys are going to have a great Memorial Day weekend. Reminder, Fresh Market is going to be cooking ribs for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Slab of ribs cooked, $14.99, and they are delicious. I got some new barbecue sauce last night that I'm going to try as a new dipping sauce. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing today? I'm cutting grass, messing around on the tractor.
So you're not driving today?
Yeah, I'm driving the tractor around, cutting grass. Y'all guys doing all right?
Doing great. Yeah. Absolutely great.
Look, guys, I give thanks to all these individuals who served in our militaries in all branches. You know, Memorial Day is for all our great sacred heroes who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country, the love of their country. And it's our day to step up and show that we're going to represent these individuals. And we need to do a good job. We need to do the right thing. These people gave their lives. People need to realize they gave their lives for their country. And that's the ultimate sacrifice. And so we're going to do that. And, anybody that stands in our way is going to be a problem, because that's what we do in America. We stand behind our military like our president does. And we love all our military people, the ones serving today, the ones falling in combat accidentally. It don't make a difference. I have family members who served in the military, and I've lost some family members. But in my family, especially, we look at it as we're Americans. We have military families, and we're all one. Anyone serving out there, doing any kind of service out there that brings their lives into harm's way, we represent those people. That's what we do in America. We love our first responders. We love our veterans, we love our soldiers, and that's what we do. So God bless all of you. And from my heart to yours, I send that to you personally. And God bless every one of you out there who's failing, and we're lost, and all the ones that are out there that have served.
Thank you for the telephone call, Rodney. I really appreciate it. Give me your month of day of birth.
10/18.
You hear that, Joey?
10/18, all right.
Rodney, thank you so much for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful weekend, and I bet those flags will be flying high at your house.
Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on my property, and then going down the street, there's many, many more.
All right, I like that.
I like that too, Dan.
Yeah,
y'all have a great Memorial Day out there, America.
Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate you. Here's a former military person, Old Navy himself. Old Navy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you.
Are you back in town?
I'd like to honor my famous or infamous father-in-law. Passed away, but he was a high school senior when Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. He got his Christmas vacation, then he quit school, went down to the Marine recruiter and signed up. He ended up driving the boats that dropped the Marines ashore at Okinawa, Peleliu, and Iwo Jima.
Oh, wow. Some very tough battles.
Yep. And they, well, that's where they sighted in on, was the boats bringing the Marines to the shore. So he was really lucky to be with us. He was a great man. Great man.
Well, Navy, are you back for good now, or are you about to head out back out?
I'm here until the middle of August when football season starts to get up in Illinois.
There you go. Give me your month and day of birth, oh, Navy.
10:30.
I didn't know it was that early. Oh, Navy, I got you in for the drawing. Thank you so much for the telephone call. And tell Judy I said hi.
Thank you. Will do. Bye.
Bye. Let's see. Who do we have here?
We have Steve on four there.
I didn't see Steve. Hey, Steve on four.
Hey there, Dan. How's everything?
Very, very good, my friend. And you today?
Oh, doing okay. You asked about Memorial Day memories, and I don't really have any, although I've been an Air Force guy since 71. Actually still wearing the uniform today as a junior ROTC instructor. Hoping to hang in there until 21, and I can say I've been wearing the uniform for 50 years. But some of my memories, I can remember being in the Washington area, and I think you and I were in the Washington area about the same time. Because I used to have to escort Mrs. Bush and also the first lady, Nancy Reagan. But I was on the flight line at Andrews for a nighttime 21-gun salute for head of state. And that was an awesome sight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was with the howitzers and everything. The Army, the Military District of Washington brought in the howitzers. And, boy, that was awesome. And I have laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown, and that was just that would just blow you away. I mean, that was still emotional today.
What was your assignment out at Andrews?
I was Deputy Chief of Protocol at Andrews.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I was, it was a great job, but it was a 24/7 operation.
Yeah, really, yeah. The VIP arrival area, which I knew extremely well. So was Annenberg the protocol from State Department when you were there?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Yep. I enjoyed that. That was the most fun I ever had. But, you know, the funny thing about it was, and I never, you know, when you talk about the Vietnam folks, and my hat's off to every Vietnam vet out there, people don't realize about Vietnam unless you actually go to some place like the war memorial, the Vietnam War, the wall.
Right.
And I'd like to just encourage folks in this area, if they don't know about it already, to go to Fort Benning. Fort Benning has a replica
right.
of that wall right outside the museum. And if you walk by that wall and just... if it doesn't touch you, see all those thousands of names up there. I mean, you're just not, you know, if it doesn't affect you, it doesn't want you to, you know, say, hey, God bless America and let's fly the flag and everything else. Wow, you know, something wrong with you.
Well, and I, having been a teenager during the Vietnam War and watched that, and the draft was still in, I had a very low draft number, and then they abolished the draft that year. I mean, an extremely low draft yeah. number. But it's quite a monument to see. And the way I always think of it is that as you walk down, you actually go down a little bit of an incline, and you're looking at the names on the wall, and you're deeper and deeper and deeper
yeah.
into the names. And the first time I saw the monument, because it was brought to pass and honored during the Reagan administration, I remember going down there, and there's this light ground fog, and there was a bagpipe player on the very yeah. top of the monument, the very pinnacle of it, and he was playing Amazing Grace, and it was chilling, absolutely chilling to hear that and see that.
Oh yeah, and then we used to take groups around, and oh my gosh, you know, it was one of those things where you know you have people complaining about our country. Well, you need to come take a look at this, see how many thousands of people voluntarily, you know, I won't say in the draft, at least not voluntarily, still serve our country.
Steve, where did you live when you were in the D.C. area?
I lived in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
I lived over that area. I was trying to get assignments to the Pentagon. Never worked. But wound up going to McGuire instead, and then they put me to work over in one of the numbered Air Forces there. Again, working protocol.
Were you in Alexandria or Arlington?
I lived close to Alexandria, but I was in, what's it called? Well, it was Springfield. I lived off of Bohick Road.
Yeah, okay. I know where you So you take, you take the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and take the back way to Andrews.
But they had the old Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, they put the drawbridge.
Yeah.
Had the old drawbridge. But, you know, going back to Vietnam, too, I was the same way. I had a low draft number, and I got into college ROTC and was ready to serve. I was volunteering. I was like, you know, I'm going to serve if they need me. And luckily, like you say, they abolished the draft, and then they started getting out of Vietnam, and I was like, well, okay, whatever comes up, comes up.
There you go. Well, people do not realize how much the protocol officers do and offices do. They were very plugged in with the advance office because we were, particularly when we did overseas, we'd always have a protocol officer with us. Jennifer Bull was one of them.
And the other thing I never, you know, one of the things sitting in with the Secret Service was awesome. I mean, that was, the Secret Service would look at me and say, okay, Captain, how you want this to work? And I'm going, whoa, you guys are the experts here. I'm just a protocol guy.
Yeah, no, you would tell them what to do, how to do it, and then they would have to protect them doing it.
Oh, yeah, that was an awesome responsibility, but loved it and all, but it's just the way we serve.
Do you remember when Mrs. Annenberg curtsied when the Queen came that time?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. The Washington Post baked her in the newspaper. I mean, the front page of Washington Post was her doing a curtsy in front of the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I really enjoyed talking to you. I always love talking about Andrews and all the stuff that happened. Were you there when the hostages came home?
Yes, that was my project.
I did that. I was the advanced guy that did that.
Absolutely. And do you remember when Sam, what's his name, jumped the fence and they had him on the ground and handcuffed him? Sam,
Sam Donaldson.
Donaldson, yes.
Yeah.
He jumped the fence and we tried to get an interview with somebody. The security policeman took him down, handcuffed him, and carried him off.
Yeah, I said, throw away the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that event, and that was absolutely incredible. And you remember the girl, we had him in the rope line, and the wife of one of the people was screaming, yelling his name. And I said, is that your husband? She said, yes. I lifted up the rope line, and she ran to him and jumped in his arms. And that was the Time Magazine photo of the week.
Absolutely, yeah. But now, were you there when Prince Charles and Lady Diana came through?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was my project as well.
And danced with John Travolta.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they called me 12 hours, every hour, on the hour, to let me know the progress. They took off in Australia, and they would give me an hourly update to tell me where the airplane is. I'm thinking, okay, let me know what it's like a couple hours out. You know what I mean? Come on.
People get a little nervous, don't they? They don't think we can do our jobs.
Yeah. Yep, indeed. In fact, one last story. I remember when they had the Korean president come in. I remember one of the guys, the Korean security person, the director of Korean security, said, are you going to be flying air cover? And I looked at the Secret Service, and he just shook his head. I said, well, sir, in America, we don't fly air cover when, you know, heads of state come through. We just have helicopters fly. We don't have jets. Armed jets flying overhead. And they were just so surprised to hear that. I'm like, well, that's what it is in America.
Yeah, really. Of course, we did have Langley with afterburners about 3 minutes away.
Yeah, we had to. That was no problem. But they were kind of shocked when they heard that. They were like, what? What do you mean?
We just do NOTAMs, and that does it all. Steve, I really enjoyed talking to you. Let me get your month and day of birth.
5/20.
5/20, buddy. You got it. We'll put your name in for the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Talking to you, Steve. I may have to have a drink with him one day. Let me go to a break. Coming back to everybody right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's fantastic.
It's Bargaritaville, Saturday, May 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. What? You never heard of Bargaritaville?
I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
Well, let me tell you. It's the Memorial Day weekend party to end all Memorial Day weekend parties. Just bring a chair and a dish of your favorite food. Non-alcoholic beverages will be provided. But if you want something a little bit stronger and you don't mind sharing, bring it along. The Wetumpka Line Dancers will be there, and there'll be live music. For directions and to RSVP, call 334-279-7431. This event is co-sponsored by David Ernest from Ernest Financial, LLC. And I have it on good authority that Elvis might make an appearance. Don't miss Bargaritaville, Saturday, May 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. In the words of our president,
I always call it massive. Sometimes they say huge.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. Giving away two $50 gift cards to two individuals, $50 each. All you have to do is tell us your Memorial Day story or what it means to you or someone that you've lost to care about. Let me go to Mike D. Hey, Mike, how are you today, my friend?
Good, Dan. How are you and Joey doing?
Doing great. Well.
Y'all ready for this three-day weekend?
I am definitely. How about you, Joey?
Oh, yes.
Hey, I just wanted to memorialize my grandfather. He served, he was over in the Korean conflict. He was in the Army. He's the one that convinced my dad to join up with the Air Force, and he served for 22 years.
Man.
And they have a lot of meaning to me, so I just wanted to be brief and share that with y'all. And I just love everything that you guys do, man.
Well, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate that. Appreciate your friendship. Always good seeing you at events. If he was in the Army as a ground troop in Korea, that was some tough duty.
Yes, sir. Yeah. He didn't talk a whole lot about it, but when he passed away, I got all of his photos and all of his pins and medals and stuff, and it just means a whole lot to me. His flag from when he was from the funeral, I still have that in the wooden case that it came in. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he was a special man. He taught me a lot about hard work and you know, just what it is to be a man.
Mike, give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
9/27, Dan.
You got it, Mike. Listen, we're going to be doing that drawing in a couple of hours, okay?
Thanks, brother. Y'all take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let me go to the phones and go to Gino. Gino, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I'm sure you've seen the Korean display up in Washington, D.C. It looked like they'd come across in a fog. That impressed me more than anything up there because that was my age. I would have gone. But my dad said, wait another day, and then I got a job. But anyway, put me in for the drawing.
Give me your month and day of birth, Gino.
12/14. And one other thing, my brother was in the Navy. He got hurt in World War II, but he didn't get a Purple Heart. He got hurt in a taxi cab accident down in Florida.
Yeah, they don't give Purple Hearts for taxi cab accidents.
Y'all doing a great job, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi. I have so many family members that have been in the military. Several have died going back from World War II that I know of. Three of my great uncles passed away. One was physically handicapped from marching in the ice during World War II. Then I have family members that are still in. One of my uncles was in the Gulf War, and he came back very handicapped because of whatever it was that they were, the chemical that they were ingesting or whatever that caused the bleeding and all that. He passed away recently. Then I have another uncle that was in the Vietnam War on the front lines for 5 straight years as a sergeant, leading one group of young men after another. And after 5 years, he lost it in the AWOLs.
Oh, wow.
Of course, he ended up in Leavenworth. Thank God they don't do that anymore. But, you know, back then, when you were in, you were in. And they didn't pull you out until you were dead. But that was the way it went back then. And then I've got one other thing. He came back with PTSD. Well, my nephew was in Afghanistan and Iraq several tours with the Marines. He came back with PTSD. So basically what I'm wanting to tell people is it's not just the people that died that we should be, you know, kind of remembering at this point, but the sacrifices made. A lot of people lost their families. A lot of people, you know, lost their loved ones in one way or another. And the handicap issue, PTSD or physical. These people have to live with it forever, you know, when they come back. It doesn't go away.
Yeah, that's why.
PTSD. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's why I opened the show talking about that. It's not people who died during warfare. It's people whose lives were shortened because of being involved in the military.
Yes, and if you have PTSD, don't ignore it. My uncle never did get his help that he needed. My nephew has. And there's a big difference between the two. So don't ignore it, guys. Just because you're really strong guys and you're told you can, you know, conquer anything, PTSD is nothing to play with. Go get help. But I congratulate everybody that's served. I thank the world of them. I got a lot of family that's still military or civil service, retired military. And I can tell you the sacrifices they made are a lot more than your average person.
Debbie, give me your month and day of birth.
11/23.
Thanks for the telephone call. Let me see if I can fit Rick in here. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. And Joey?
Absolutely. What's up, Rick?
Memorial Day for me, Dan, my father served just over 20 years. He was in Korea and in Vietnam. My older brother served 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I served 21 years, and my twin brother served 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we have two nephews who, one of them, now I'm showing my age, one of my nephews just retired, and the other one is still on active duty.
Well, y'all are certainly a military-based family.
Absolutely, and, you know, Dan, I want to kind of piggyback on what, I think her name was Debbie, what she just said, because not only is it those who died and served, but also those who were captured, and I think that they are forgotten sometimes. We still have a number of MIAs still on the books for both Korea and Vietnam, and you know, their families, they go every day waiting for the news. But there are thousands who are still missing in action. And we had thousands who were captured as prisoner of war and spent years as prisoners.
Rick, let me get your month and day of birth because I'm out of time here. And this is going to be a replay show.
7/22. Dan.
You got it, buddy. Listen in. We'll be doing that drawing in a little bit.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll be back after a top of the hour break. Dan Moore Show, Memorial Day edition. We will be doing Legislative Roundtable beginning at 2 o'clock with Will Dismukes. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.